Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Welcome to Optimal Health on AM 360, your host, Abdul Shaheed, and also your certified symptometry health coach. Optimal health, what is it? It is the natural ability for all of the body parts to resist diseases, brothers and sisters. We'd like to start our program off with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. We give all the praise and the thanks to the Almighty, Source Creator, the creator of everything. We thank him for allowing us to be here this evening with you to share this information, this important scientific information of optimal health, the signs of symptomatic signs. We thank you all as well for being here with us, taking time out of your busy schedule. We certainly appreciate it. And like we were saying earlier, optimal health is the natural ability for all of the body parts to resist diseases. Brothers and sisters, we have the ability to resist diseases, to resist toxic matter, microbes, parasite, radiation, poison, toxic alkaloid, and acids. We have to encounter all of these things on this planet, on planet Earth. Planet Earth is very predatory, it's adversary, and it's toxic everywhere. There's microbes everywhere. And we have to remember, we've been created to live here. So we have everything inside of us to deal with all of these situations. We just must understand how they operate, how they work. This requires mastering the health rule. We have to master the health rule, the iron rule, the pH rule, the speed law, the natural laws, the laws of physics. We have to master them in order to understand how to live on this planet, brother and sister. This is what makes optimal health something that must be earned. It is not inherit. It didn't come from my parents. It didn't come from their parents. It's something that each and every individual must work at every single day. Health is a journey. It's not a destination. It's something that we have to work at every single day. Brother and sister, we have come to learn if we ignore our blood, if we ignore the needs of ourselves, if we ignore repairing our DNA, if we ignore removing blood impurities, if we ignore producing enzymes to help ourselves to produce enzymes, health will be denied. Health will be denied. This is how it is, brothers and sisters. Nobody's coming to save us. Somebody can help you to get over your condition, but there are some things that we have to learn. And this is what this program, Optimal Health, is all about. It is to teach us the natural ability that we have inside of us to reverse every condition. Our cells that created us in the first place, they know how to repair everything that's broken inside of us. They have the ability to repair everything, but they need our help. This is where our mind must agree with what the cells need and give it to them. That's what it's all about. What is the definition of a person? What is the connection between atomic physics and cellular health? What is the connection between nuclear physics and cellular health? What is the connection between classical physics and cellular health? These are the things that this science calls symptomology would teach us. We are under all of these laws and rules. So atomic physics help us to define a person. A person is an energy-dependent biological existence made from a matrix. That's what we are. We are energy. We're energy-dependent. Anything that blocks energy production in us will cause us to get sick, brother and sister. Anywhere we're losing energy in our body, that's where the sickness will be. We have to produce enzymes to produce energy. And our cells need nutrients and resources to produce energy. I hope we understand and see the relationship. So we're made from a matrix. This matrix depends on energy. In the cells, that's what make up the matrix. The interconnecting. These cells are interconnected, interrelated, interdependent, and integrated. And they operate as one unit. And the blood is a unifying connected tissue that unite everything about the human being. So there's blood impurities circulating in blood, and that blood is under pressure. So impurity will be jamming all our organs, our cells, our membrane, our tissues, and these things will block the cell's ability to produce brain essentials, body essentials, and cell essentials in order to keep us healthy. Brothers and sisters, this is what happens when a person is sick. when a person is not feeling well. Our body is speaking to us. This is what the symptom is all about, to warn us that we're veering off the paradigm of normalcy. Now we're entering a whole new field, which is disease, which is the punishment for violating or deviating from the norm. Brothers and sisters, welcome to Optimal Health. We have an excellent program designed for us today. We hope you have your thinking cap on. You have your notepad in front of you so you can take excellent notes and prepare to ask questions so we can understand what we have to do to take care of our own body, our own cells, take care of our blood, take care of our organs. We have the ability to learn this information, brothers and sisters, and be empowered to take care of our own health on the toxic, predatory, and adversary planet. That's what it's all about. This is where we are, and no one is coming to save us. But the Almighty has given us everything we need in order to save ourselves. This is how it is, brothers and sisters. This is how it works. So we hope you are prepared to make the best decision for yourself and for your health. See, the human being has choices to make, brothers and sisters. That's what this life is all about, making choices. But unfortunately, we have to have our brain and our mind working together to make these choices. And we must have information. We must have the right information. We must have the truth. How are we to make excellent decisions if we don't have the truth? You can't. Can't do it. So we have symptomatic science, the science of symptometry, that's sharing the truth with us about how our body operates, the total truth, with nothing left out. So brothers and sisters, welcome again to Optimal Health. Welcome again to Optimal Health, and we thank you for joining us today. We have our guest, Mrs. Rita Taylor. We're going to open up her mic. We're going to open up her mic, and we're not going to waste any time today. We're going to get started. She has some excellent information to continue to share with our listeners, to share with you, so you can begin to make excellent choices when it comes to your health. What food should we eat? How should this food be cooked? How should the food be prepared? These things are very important, brothers and sisters. And we can't overlook these things. They are very important. Cooking about food to help us to release the nutrients that's in them for our cells to utilize to produce energy, to repair our body. We must have sustainable energy to do that. We must have sustainable energy to carry out our activity as well as to serve your activity. So your mic is open, Mrs. Rita. How are you doing today?
I am doing well. Thank you. Watching my leg home, my smoothness. Hello, everybody.
Thank you for joining us today, taking time out of your busy schedule. What do you have to share with us?
Today we're going to talk about salt. You know, I want to start asking people, what kind of salt did they cook with? You know, I want somebody in the audience to raise their hands and tell me what kind of salt they cook with. You know, before I came to St. Thomas, my husband and I, we were not eating salt because we were told that because of his high blood pressure, he didn't need salt, but not knowing that we are killing ourselves with our salt. You need salt. Everybody needs salt. It depends on how you cook, what you use. So I want to know what kind of salt people use, because I want to share with you what I know about salt that, you know, everybody needs to know, because there's so many salts out there. But I want to share the truth with you today. So that's the reason. Anybody there would like to raise their hand and tell me what kind of salt they cook with?
Excellent. Anybody that would like to volunteer to tell our guest, Mrs. Rita Taylor, who's working with us today, about the kind of salt that you've been using? Anyone at all, just press 1 on your phone. We'll open your mic for you to share this information. Just share with us the kind of salt you cook with, the kind of salt that you use in cooking. Anyone?
It is.
Don't everybody raise their hand at the same time. Just one, press one, and we'd like to get some feedback to see what kind of salt people are using. Don't be shy.
Yeah. You need to know, because we want to share with you what kind of salt you really need in your body instead of what the commercial people are telling you that you need.
Absolutely. And why salt is important in the human body. Why is salt important?
Yeah.
And do we really need salt? All these things. We can't take this for granted. So if you would like to volunteer, what kind of salt they are using in cooking, just press one. That's not too difficult. That's an easy answer for that.
Yeah, because we want to share with you about scientific living and what kind of salt you need to be, what you're using, we need to know first. And then after that, we'll talk about what kind of oil you're also using.
Exactly. We're not trying to put anybody on the spot. We just want people to volunteer and to be interactive.
Yes. We'd like to share for you to share, because like I told you, I wasn't cooking with salt until I came to centometry. So, you know, I'm sharing with you my story. And now, you know, I know that I need salt in everything. Iodine salt. So I just would like somebody to share with me that, you know, so that I, you know, we can all get the experience.
Absolutely. We'll ask one more time. Anyone care to share with us the kind of salt that they're using? Or maybe you corrected the salt you were using. Share with us the kind of salt you were cooking with before knowing about centometry, knowing about centometry science. Before you became a listener to Alchemy Health, you might have made the correction since then, but before then, what kind of salt were you cooking with? Anyone, just press one on your phone, and we'll open your mic, and you can share with us the kind of salt you were cooking with or have been cooking with.
Okay, well.
These people are afraid. They're afraid. They're scared that we're going to blast them. We're not going to blast you.
No, we're here. We're
not going to embarrass you.
We're
here to share, and we're all on the same team. We're all on the same team. Because I was definitely cooking with the wrong salt when I came to centometry. I didn't know the difference in salt. I thought all salt was the same. And you go to the doctor, you say you have hypertension. The first thing he would say after that is wash your salt intake. That's what they would say. We didn't really understand that. I see 3, 2, 1. 917, we're opening your mic.
Yeah.
Give us your name and where you're calling from, and ask the question. What kind of salt are you cooking with?
Yeah, Delacy, I'm Melbourne, Florida. Yeah, I was cooking with sea salt before I heard you guys talking about iodine salt, and yet you need your body needs it. But I was using sea salt.
Yeah, that's the kind of salt I was using too. Sea salt.
Yeah, Himalayan salt, all these different salt, you know.
I'm glad you shared.
But I did abandon them and started back using iodized salt. But what's the quantity of salt recommended? And is that the one you should use in that broccoli cleanse as well?
Yes.
Iodine salt. That's the only one we should be using for cooking. And it's cooking salt, excellent cooking salt. Have three of those elements in it. Well, Ms. Rita, I'm not going to interrupt. You go right ahead.
No. But I wanted to share the gentleman asked about the salt, basically. Yes. And is that what you need to be using for your saline solution? Yes. That is the iodized salt that we want you to use to put your plants in salt for 8 minutes. So that's what we want, not sea salt or pink salt or whatever. And thank you. Yeah, so we want
to another question. Someone mentioned about salt as a salt cleanse. Is that such a thing as a salt cleanse? Because I noticed they have these caverns now where you go in, the walls of salt and all of that. Are you familiar with any of that?
No, we do not recommend that. No, nothing salt cleanses in your body. So as long as I'm going to share with you why salt and the reason why you need iodized salt. And so I'm going to share with you, and no, you do not need to cleanse your body. That is toxic. I mean, it is toxic in your body. So you don't want a salt cleanse. No. I mean, we do have the broccoli cleanse. We don't have salt cleanse. So
yeah.
I'm going to share with you, yes, no, don't go that route. It can cause you a lot of problems in the future.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Don't fall for that.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Yes,
sir. Well, thank you to answer that question for us. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. So thank you, gentlemen. I really ask for my label. There are two kinds of salt that you need to know. You know, we have the cooking salt, and then we have the mineral salt. Okay? The cooking salt that you're supposed to be using is the iodized salt. You know, the iodized salt, when you buy the salt, it should say iodized salt. Okay? And we recommend the one with the umbrella on, with the kids on, that is the best salt, iodized salt that, you know, I use. And that's what I recommend if you're going to use it. And that's what we recommend, but, you know, iodized salt. Okay. Let me, a person who prepares food and does not cook with salt, hear me out, becomes susceptible to calcium deficiency. Calcium, if you do not cook with salt, you become deficiency with calcium. You become susceptible to calcium deficiency and iodine deficiency diseases because your body needs iodine. Okay? The person who cannot produce an enzyme, which we're going to also be talking about, to digest sodium, iodine and chloride will have a worm called Ascaris in their tissues and organs. Do you know that people that don't cook with iodized salt do have worms in their stomach? And they don't even know that. Every time you eat, the worms are there and they're taking your food. Some people say, I'm losing weight. Why come, because you have worms. And because you are not cooking with iodine salt. Because there are three, iodine salt is very heavy and have sodium, iodine, and chloride. And that's the reason we recommend that. And you need it for your digestion, okay? And that worm that I'm talking about is called Ascaris. And these are very small worm, okay, that salt metabolize and wastewater produced in our tissues and organs naturally. Okay, so they feed on the growth factors and release toxins that cause itching, blisters, extreme dry skin, floor nails, and, you know, all the things. Okay, so you need salt because if you don't, you are going to be susceptible to calcium deficiency. So when you go to the doctor and they say, you have high blood pressure, so you don't need salt. You do need salt. You need to ask the doctor, why don't I need salt? You need salt because your body needs salt. Okay. And then we have the other one called the mineral salt, you know, that our body makes by using AP enzymes to add water to cell-friendly minerals that are calcium, manganese, and potassium. Okay? In addition to the water to the mineral salt, our cells produce calcium sulfate, potassium sulfate, magnesium carbonate, and then they use the mineral salt to dissolve the entanglement that cause anomalies in our body. You know, every time we eat, we also have debris in our body. Because the food we eat have a lot of toxins in there that cause debris in your body. That's why people say, I'm so tired. I can't walk, I can't really walk fast because, you know, I feel heavy. Well, you have a lot of toxin in your body. You have debris. So this is planet Earth. You know, food is a double-edged sword. You need food to survive, but you also be careful about the food that you put in your stomach. So you do need the mineral salt, okay? Also, you have to know that there are pharmaceutical mineral salt that is used to induce diarrhea. You know, how many of you have done colonoscopy? I did it about 15 years ago, and I decided no more. No more. Colonoscopy. If you're going to do colonoscopy, they give you this thing that you're supposed to drink, that you know, a couple of hours before the surgery. Okay, that is pharmaceutical mineral salt, and that will, that's where you know, it helps you to have diarrhea. You cleanse your whole body, like, you know, go to the bathroom so many times. By the time you get there, you're really tired. And everything else. So you need to be careful. And that colonoscopy, when you use that mineral salt, it leaves remnants in your body. It doesn't go away. After you've done it, it will leave remnants in your body. And this remnants that in your body will infiltrate the matrix, which we are made of matrix, to the nerve to cause the following. Hear me out. When you do colonoscopy and you do use that mineral salt from pharmaceutical mineral salt, this is what you get sometimes. You get muscle cramps. You get difficulty getting out from a chair with a severe back pain, severe constipation lasting for 5 days, because sometimes after the colonoscopy, you eat and nothing is coming. You're constipated, dizziness, tendency to faint, decreased urination. You might not be going to the bathroom as much. Confusion in the mind, sneezing and coughing. So that is what you need to know. So when you are asked to do that, you need to ask a lot of questions. Read what is on the bottle. It is not healthy. Let me tell you the truth. I do not do colonoscopy anymore. I do, I use Cologuard. It's the same thing. Why would you put your body under stress because somebody said you need to use it to do colonoscopy? And a lot of people just get along because the doctor says so. But did the doctor know what is in there? Maybe sometimes the doctor doesn't even know what is in the bottle. Because they don't produce the medication, they just prescribe it. They just prescribe it. You buy it and you use it. So we need to be careful about that. Okay. So one thing I want you to know that if you go to colonoscopy, these are the kinds of things you're gonna know, and the salt that you use stay in your blood until you ionize and hydrolyze, basically, and remove it from your body, and which means you need to come to some time to what will help you. Again, salt is critical, but you need to use the right kind of salt. And if you're not using the right kind of salt, you're going to have some problems, especially with the worm that we have in your body that people don't know. People don't even know they're carrying worms. And we do have a lot of people carrying it. They don't know that because it doesn't come in your stool. So you say, oh, I'm okay. You don't know that you're carrying worms. So be careful with the kind of salt you use. We recommend iodine salt. And iodine salt is what you need because it's the heavy salt that helps you. It has the three... It has the sodium, the iodine, and the chloride, basically. And that's what you need. It's a heavy, heavy salt that you need. So that's what I want to talk to you about salt today, okay, on that. So, if anybody have a question on that, let me know. Do not use sea salt, king salt, Himalayan salt, all kinds of names. All kinds of names that they have on the market. Your best bet is iodized salt, not Himalayan salt.
That's excellent, Ms. Rita. Ms. Rita, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back and see if anyone have questions on what you've shared thus far. So please,
okay.
Listeners, do not go anywhere at all. I'll take a moment to call someone, ask them to join us on Optimal Health. We certainly appreciate that. You're listening to Abdul Shaheed, your certified centometry health coach, your host of Optimal Health, as well as our guest, Mrs. Rita Taylor, a certified centometry health coach from the American School of Centometry. Please, brothers and sisters, please do not go anywhere at all. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dabrita Hadi, Director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dabrita Hadi, host of Al Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, inviting you to join me Saturday evening at our new time, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, as we continue to share inspiring and thought-provoking Islamic education. Inshallah, I will see you in the lab at our new time, 5 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Saturday evening. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you kindly.
Join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting The Female Solution. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. You're with Abdul Shaheed and guest, Mrs. Rita Taylor, a certified centometry health coach, and also in the master program at the American School of Centometry. Centometry is the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cell. A support system for our cells, support system for our DNA, support system for our blood. These things are very important, brothers and sisters. So if anyone have a question for our guests, we've been talking about salt and the importance of salt and the salt that we should use and salt we should avoid. Anyone have a question at all, just press 1 on your phone and we'll open your mic and you can ask our guests a question. If you have any information to share about the salt that you are using, feel free to press 1 on your phone and we'll open your mic. Thank you so very much for joining us today on AM 360. So Ms. Rita, we give people a moment and see if anybody responds.
Okay. Yes.
So Ms. Rita, with the iodine salt, there's three elements there. Mm-hmm. And these elements are in the right combination, the right formula for our cells, right proportion for our cells. We have, of course, sodium, we have chloride, and we have iodine. How important is iodine for our cells?
Well, I said if you do not have iodine, you are going to be susceptible to calcium deficiency. You need that iodine in your body. You know, some people say, oh, I don't have calcium. What salt are you using? What are you cooking with? And also you can have a tendency what you call people that, you know, die in your sleep and they say, oh, whatever. You can have issues as you get older. And these things compound as, you know, as you age. So you need iodine, because without that, you have calcium deficiency, and you need that calcium, you know, the right amount of calcium in your body. Okay, so that is one reason why you do not listen and buy the commercial stuff of the sea salt, the pink salt, the Himalayan salt, and all that is on the market, but buy the good old iodized salt. To me, I like the one with the umbrella over there that you use, because they have the iodine, sodium, and the chloride. They have the three elements in there for you, for your cell to use and to be able to live a healthy life. So iodine is critical. It is very important that you cook. And when you cook, we're not talking about sprinkling the salt on your food. We're talking about cooking the salt when you're cooking. You use the salt when you're cooking on the hot heat, you know, not when you sprinkle. No, we don't recommend that. Cook with the iodine salt when you're cooking your meat, when you're cooking your vegetables. That's what you need. And when you do the saline solution to remove the toxin, you know, the microbes and the toxins on the plants and all that stuff, you know, basically that's what you use. So you're saying
that we should not sprinkle season and salt and pepper and all these other seasons on our food after it's been cooked?
No, sir. If you're going to do it be to cook with it, not after.
Why is that, Mrs. Rita? Why we should not sprinkle anything on our food? A lot of people just, from habit, sooner they get their plate, they start sprinkling things on it. They don't even know how much salt is in the food already. They just start sprinkling things on it. What is the danger of doing that?
And you know, a lot of these salts, I mean, a lot of these things, they have it has some toxic metals in here. I mean, it has some toxicity that you don't want to sprinkle. You need to cook with it. Cook, not sprinkle. I don't recall the last time I even put pepper or salt. No. Because, you know, I have toxic metals in there. And you really should not be doing that. But I see a lot of people doing that. You go to the restaurant, the first thing they do is to pour it on their food, whatever it is, even when they're eating, whatever they're eating, that's where they take the salt and pepper and they shake it. No. Everything needs to be cooked. Brothers and sisters,
absolutely.
You need to cook things. You can't just sprinkle it and think you're going to be healthy. Because that salt, I mean, that toxic metal will, you know, cause debris. You know, we have a lot of debris in our bodies. The food we eat.
A lot.
A lot of them. You know, we don't even know. A lot of debris. And that was what clogs ourselves. It jams ourselves. And when you jam yourself, nothing is going in to you. You're not getting the nutrients. And the waste is not going out. So your cell membrane is, there's no exchange there. So everything is, you have the dirt, I mean the debris on yourself and inside yourself. So your cells are jammed. And when your cells are jammed, you have problems. You have anomalies, which means that, you know, the DNA, is not being able to release the blueprint to, DNA is not going to release, the gene will not release the blueprint to the DNA. And the DNA will not be able to also work with the ribose and RNA for them to do the self-essential and body essential and everything else. So you need your body to be working together. And working together means that you need not to be cooking with acid, you know, things that have toxic metals in there, a lot of, you know, acid that we have from all kinds of food, all kinds of processed food has all kinds of acidity in there that we don't know we do, and it causes anomalies. It causes anomalies in our bodies, and that's why your body is locked down. And when it's locked down, your body is just locked down. There's no exchange for the for the food to come into you so that you be healthy, or for the waste product to go out. And that membrane needs to be open. And because of all these foods that you eat, you're using, it is in your body, and it needs to go out. Just like anything else, you know what? What goes in needs to come out. And what is, you know.
Especially the garbage.
The garbage needs to come out. And the garbage is not coming out. What happens? You have problems.
Going to be blockages.
You have blockages. You're going to have issues. You know, and you say, oh, I have this, you know, symptom here. I have this. You know, I'm itching here. I have swelling here. You know, what caused swelling? Why do you have swelling? Something is wrong in your body that causes the swelling. It doesn't just happen. The worst thing, if it doesn't go out, it's going to cause swelling. And your doctor is not going to tell you that. He's going to give you a prescription, and that swelling doesn't go away. I promise you that. Because that toxicity, that debris needs to be removed by particulates and ionizing and hydrolyzing and electrolytic. You need to remove that. That won't go away by itself.
And also absolutely.
It's caused by the food that we're eating. You know, the food that we're eating is causing all kinds of anomalies in our bodies. And that's what Syntomas is here to share with you, the knowledge that you need to know what goes into your body. And if you don't, you are just, you know, not helping yourself to be able to function optimally. Like Brother Saheed was saying, optimal health is the ability of all the body parts to resist diseases. And what resists diseases, if you're eating all these Himalayan salt and the pink salt and sea salt and all those stuff, it causes debris in your body. So that's, you know, something that I want to share with you today, because this is what, you know, we're talking about scientific living. And the other thing that, so if anybody has questions, they can ask me, because I want to share with you about oil that we use. A lot of us use. So if people have questions about the salt, please feel free and raise your hand and we'll answer that for you.
Excellent. If anyone have a question about salt, please press 1. Otherwise, we're going to move to oils so people will be clear about the kind of oil to cook with. And another thing about salt, all salt have charges, positive charges, negative charges. They're called anions and cations. And we need to have a cooking salt that have an equal amount or more cations than anions, the negative charges. These are very, very important. Otherwise, we can have electrical imbalance in our body. And this is how our cells communicate, through electrical current, electricity. And this is another reason why we have to cook with salt. So we add additional electrical energy to the, we give additional electrical energy to the cells. And
exactly.
These salt that's good for cooking with sodium and with chloride, both of those are electrolytes. And there's no accident that they're both electrolytes. So our cell can have electrical energy. This is very, very important. Those other mineral salt do not have electrolytes. That's why they're
wrong
salt. And they're toxic. If you use them, it'll be more negative energy will be entering your body. It'll be too much negative energy. And, of course, that's going to displace positive energy. That's what's going to make you sick. And you have electrical imbalance. Our brain communicates through electrical energy. It sends signals to the nerves. And that's what
they use.
Impulses, electrical impulses. So the kind of salt that the person is cooking with is of paramount importance, especially to protect our brain and our nervous system. So don't take this lightly. And then in those shakers, there are preservatives. They use preservatives to preserve what's in the shakers, those seasoning. And those shakers are made with coal tar derivatives. They're a petroleum byproduct. The same petroleum that's on the highway. cold tar, tar. That word tar. Yeah, it's just same thing that the highway is made out of. That's what they use. Mm-hmm. They don't throw away anything. And they use those as preservatives. So if you just shake those things on your food, there's nothing to neutralize them or to dissolve them with heat, thermal energy, then those things are going to be inside of you. So don't take it lightly what we're saying. Mm-hmm. It will compromise your health. They'll get stuck somewhere and become blockages. They'll prevent the cell from carrying out their responsibility, which is to keep us healthy, to produce enzymes, to produce brain essential, body essential. Those, that word essential mean if we don't have it, then we are going to be off the paradigm of normalcy. And then because you violated the rule, then there'll be a penalty to pay. It doesn't make it different what you believe. It's not based on your belief. It's based on you breaking the rule. Once you break the rule, there's no negotiation. You're going to be sick.
Mm-hmm. And remember that, you know, the blood in our bodies need to move at the speed of light, which is 185,000 miles per second. It needs to move. So nothing should stop in your blood. Everything should move. And so when you have the debris, you know, stuck in your blood, it's not moving. That's why you have people have stents in, you know, in their hearts and all this stuff because the blood are stuck. They're not moving, and they think that when they put a stent in your heart, it's going to stop. No, the dirt is still there. It needs to be removed. Even if they put a stent in there, the root cause of the whole situation has not been removed. And without that, you cannot function optimally. You need to do that. And again, without removing the germ cells and everything else, you cannot produce enzymes for less. You know, we all need enzymes for everything in our body. But it's
everything.
Not going to be everything. You need to make sure that your body is not, you know, it's not jammed, it's not dirty.
We have another hand raised. 321-917, your mic is open.
Yes, Delacy, again, Melbourne, Florida.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
While you were talking about dirty blood and all of that, I wanted to please share with us some ways to cleanse the blood and the organs as well.
Excellent. Ms. Rita, explain how the solution that Centometer have come up with to clean our blood. And no other therapeutic is using this method. No other therapeutic is using it.
We do have particulates and molecules in Centometry to clean your blood. If anybody tells you that you can clean your blood by any other, you know, they're lying. We have the particulate that will break down the dirt. It will smash the dirt for you so that you will start having clean blood, because all of us have dirty blood. Whatever you eat turns into dirt, every one of us. So you need to clean it. If they said go to the whole food store and buy that, no. Centometry do have the solution. That's where you come in, you talk to Brother Sahib. We have consultation where you are given particulates and molecules that you take on a daily basis until your blood is clean, and you will know that. Whatever ails you, when you come in and you talk to us about this is happening, and we can do that. So, yeah, that's where Centometry come in. We're the only people that will have your blood. If anybody said you can clean your blood any other way, they are not being truthful. So we all do have it, but Centometry do have the particulates and the molecules that break down the entanglements, the encroachment, all the things you have in your blood. You know, the food that we eat, if we don't clean it up, it becomes bundled up. It becomes like little, you know, ball, you know, it becomes encroachment. It becomes balls. It needs to be broken. It needs to be smashed. And when you do that, then you can have your enzyme to work for you, so that you can produce the enzyme you need for you to be able to function properly. Because we need enzymes surplus every day. for you to be able to live optimally. So that's one way, Dr. Brother Fahey, if you want to add more to it, that's fine. But you know what? Symptomatry is the only way that you can clean your blood. And I do. I use particulates to smash my things that, you know, I had in my body. No, I'm not free from anything just because I'm in the school. I'm a human being like you do. If I eat something wrong, it will cause an anomaly, and I need to clean it, and I need to use particulate because it will show up in the form of a symptom. And that symptom, you're going to have to repair and maintain and repair that symptom so that you'll be able to have a healthy body. So, brother, if he would like to add something to it, that'll be fine.
Yes, I'd like to add a couple more things. It is because we eat food, because we drink water and beverages, and because we breathe the air, that our blood is dirty. If you don't want to have dirty blood, don't eat. Don't drink
don't
water.
Breathe.
Don't breathe. Because if you do these things, all the polluting, all of the particles in the air, in the water, the toxic matter, the microbes that's on every surface on this planet, there's microbes on every surface on the planet. And our skin is a surface. Our hand is a surface. Our hair is a surface. That means they own us. You can wash your hand. Next 5 minutes, the microbes are back on them. You can put those sanitizers. You can use that sanitizer. What that the stuff in the bottle that's at the restaurant now on the table. What do they call that? Sanitizer?
Yeah.
That micro have DNA. They're going to adapt to the sanitizer. You're just wasting your time. You're finding yourself in water. Don't use that stuff. You don't know what chemicals in that. And you're breathing it, and you put it on your skin. Our skin is a membrane. The membrane goes both ways. Things and substance goes into the skin, into that membrane, and things come out of that membrane. The oils, the waste water come out of our skin when we sweat. Excess oil come out of our skin. So it's a membrane that goes both ways. You put something on your skin, it's going to be inside of you. Your skin is the first line of protection. So these things we have to remember. And the microbes is on it. And then if you have bad cholesterol, you're really going to have a skin problem.
Mm-hmm.
All these things make it different. And no one is teaching us these things. So in order to for our blood to move with speed, at the speed of light, we must keep removing blood impurities. And this is every time, every day. This is why the human body is high maintenance, not low, high maintenance. It requires maintenance and upkeep around the clock. This is why we get sick. We have neglected our cells. We have neglected our DNA in our blood. No one has brought these things to our attention. We thought automatically our blood would clean itself. No, no, and no. It doesn't. We're sick because of dirty blood. Two places, if a person have a disease or they're sick, just look in two places, the blood and the lymphatic system. The lymphatic system is our garbage disposal system. Unfortunately, it can't carry out all the garbage. We have to help. If we don't help, that garbage that's in the lymphatic system is going to be absorbed by all of our organs, all of them. That's why the person is on dialysis. That's why the person has diabetes. The pancreas, the liver, the adrenal gland is filled with garbage coming from the lymphatic system. The skin, the organ, all these things would absorb all of the impurities and garbage in our lymphatic system, try to keep it out of the blood, but it's not going to be able to do it. It's find its way in the blood anyway. So now we have to take the extra step to clean up our blood. This is what we have to do if we want to be healthy the rest of our life. If you don't want to clean up your blood, you won't be healthy. This is the first thing. So our blood will move with speed. It is the speed that helps our cells to be nourished. Our cells are so tiny, if there's garbage and sludge and residue in our blood, they'll be jamming the cells. They are so tiny. This is why it's only particulates that can help clean up our blood. Because everything else is too much garbage in it. If you go to the health food store and buy these things, you don't know what's in them. They got fillers. They got all kind of preservatives in them. Many of them, if they're in capsule, they fill with the wrong plastic. They have the wrong plastic that these capsules are made out of that won't leave your body. They're made of forever chemical, and they forever be inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
So we're telling you the truth here. So, these are the things that the person has to do in order to be healthy on this planet. You have to remove these things from our blood. We have the ability to do it. It's up to us. So that's why I wanted to add, Mrs. Rita, about that question about how to clean up our blood. Subatomic particles. We use the atoms.
Atoms.
The atomic particles to clean our blood. That's how we do it. How smart is that? The subatomic particle has the thermal energy and the electrical energy to dissolve the concretion and garbage and sludge and residue that's in our blood. And that will help our cells to produce more enzymes to carry out the job of keeping us healthy. There's enzymes for everything. If a person is sick, there's an enzyme they're not able to produce, or there's an enzyme that they make worthless based on what they're eating and drinking.
Mm-hmm.
You can't drink alcohol. You can't drink acidic juices. You can't drink none of those things. Acidic juices, you're going to be in trouble. Too much alkaline, water, 8.5, 9.5, you're in trouble. Cooking with the wrong salt, apple juice with titanium in it. All apples have these things. And the juice have these things. Malic acid, sulfuric acid, tartaric acid, all these things inside the juices and the fruits and the vegetables. And when we eat them, consume them, they'll be inside of us. And then the microbes come, the worms come, because we have their food, their growth factors, and then they have a nice warm place to live. You have to make those things leave. You have to force them out. They're not going to leave on their own. Not if you continue to provide free food that you're not cleaning up out of your system.
And especially if you have worms in your blood in your body, they will be taking the food that you give them. Believe me, they're there.
That's right, and they'll be gobbling up all those vitamins and minerals that you're taking. They'll gobble them up. You think they're using, you'll be using, no, you won't. They'll be using them.
And then
the toxic metal that's in the very salt, the mineral salt that you consume, these worms feed on them. They feed on mineral salts. That's why they gravitate to us. We have what they want. If we didn't have what they want, they wouldn't bother us, but they're inside of us. Because we're making too many mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to add that, Mrs. Rita.
That's fine. And
so I'm going to see if Imam DeLacy have anything else. Imam DeLacy, did you have another question?
No, that's it. I did have something about that E2816. What was that cleanser? That tonic was for that you used to recommend.
Well, yes, the formula A16B.
Yeah.
You want to share with our listener the benefit of the formula A16B? That's something that everyone can use.
Well, you know, it should be something in your medicine drawer. If you don't have, you're supposed to use it weak. It should be something you need in your medicine drawer, because it protects you from viruses that we have out there. The COVID, you know, the viruses you breathe in, every time you go out there, even in your own house, there are viruses all over the place, okay? And you need to protect yourself. And this A16B do help you do that. And I recommend it strongly, because the formula in them really heals your body. And, take it once a week. Take it once a week, and you will be fine. And you know what? Since COVID came, that's what I've been using. And I didn't have COVID. Okay, I don't have COVID. So it really helps, you know, in yourself, and you need the A16B to really help you really live optimally. And if you don't have in your medicine drawer, you need to talk to Brother Fahid and get some, because it is critical that you use them a weekly basis. I do use it once a week. And so when you go to places where people are breathing on you and talking to you and all that stuff, you're protected because you have the ACCB. And also it helps you with pain and aches and all that stuff. It really, really helps with, you know, aches and pains. It really, really helps you. So I'm a believer because I've been using it for years. And I recommend it tremendously for both children and adults. It works for everyone. If
everyone.
A kid has a cold or something, you give them ACCB, they come in the morning, it's gone. If they feel like, you know, their sniffler is coming out, you give them ACCB, it is gone. It is such a strong, potent a formula for the body. So, Dr. Shaheen, you'd like to add more to it? I recommend that you do have it and use it on a weekly basis. You'd be surprised how strong you're going to be and not be susceptible to the colds and the flus and all the injections that they want you to take, you know, that bring quota derivatives to your body, rather you take ACCB. So, anyway,
Yes, that's excellent. You have the formula A16B help us to produce an enzyme. That enzyme is called dehydrogenase. That speed up the production of T-cell, B-cell interferons to help fight viruses. That's why it worked too. It helps to rejuvenate our ligament, our tendon, our cartilage, all of these things. It removes citrus acid from citrus fruits, malic acid, formic acid. It helps to remove and neutralize those things. When people drink soda, coffee, and tea, it helps to remove those things. It is excellent. That's formula A16B. You should always have it handy. If your breathing is compromised, you're congested, you're compromised, you take it. It helps to fortify your system. It does so many different things for us. So this is another way we can protect ourselves. We have to be doing maintenance and upkeep around the clock, and that's an excellent way to do it. Formula A16B. I'm checking to see if we have any more hands. If you have a question for our guest before she has to leave, please press 1 on your phone. We'll open your mic. If you have a question or comment, she shared a lot of information with us about salt, the correct cooking salt, and how to avoid, and that we should avoid the other mineral salt. Our own body produces the mineral salt that they need, that the cells need, that the cells utilize. Our own body will produce them from the nutrients and resources that we consume, and we consume in the right ones. Our own cell will put it all together and reduce the brain essential, body essential, and cell essential. That's what happens. So I don't see any more hands raised at this time, Mrs. Rita. I guess we did an excellent job. Of course, you did an excellent job today. And share solid information with our listeners.
Yeah, one thing I want to share before I leave is, you know, next week we talk about the oil, is that you need to have your cell membrane open. The exchange between the food that goes in, the nutrients that you need to have, and the waste that it needs to be open all the time. And if not open, if your body is jammed, if you have concretions and all kinds of things in your body, okay? And you don't see that, but when you get up and you don't feel well, ask yourself, what is going on? Why don't I feel well? Ask your doctor, why don't I feel well? And when you go in, what do they tell you? Because they're not going to the root cause of the problem for you, so they'll give you some prescriptions, and you take it, and you still don't feel well. and remember that the food that we've been eating for 60 years or 50 years and the sodas and all that stuff, it adds up. And so when you come to symptometry and we need to break it down and stuff, it will take a while. Because 60 years of things will take a while for me to break it down for you so that you have healthy, you know, healthy blood. So it's not a miracle, but whatever you've done, remember it will take you time for you to clean it up. And things they tell you at the food store, the whole food store and stuff, it's just a gimmick for them to tell you that, hey, you take this, you're going to be okay. But that is just a symptom treatment. And in symptometry, go to the root cause. Why am I feeling this way? Why? What caused you to get up in the morning and have your eyes shut? What caused for you to have a swollen leg? What caused you to have a stomach that you can hardly breathe because you have pain in your stomach? What is causing that? That's where we come in, and that's what we call the root cause, to find it for you so that we can help you to prevent those kind of anomalies. But again, it's the food and the water and that we drink that cause all these problems. And once you take these maintenance for your ancillary enzymes to clean it up and repair and replace, then you go, and next thing we talk about scientific eating and cooking. And basically to help you at least reduce the garbage that gets into your body, to reduce the meat that you cook for 2 hours instead of 11 hours. So we have a lot of things to share with you, but I just want you to say that if you want to live healthily, you need to produce enzyme, and the enzyme will be effective when your body is not lockdown, when your body is not jammed, when there's no debris or, you know, cobblestones in your body that needs to be removed. So, Brother Saheed, assalamu alaikum. Anybody with any questions, I'm here to answer them before I leave.
Any question, please press 1 on your phone quickly so we can open your mic before our guests have to leave. She did an excellent job sharing with us today. And when she come back next week, God willing, she'll be talking about the different oil, why it's so important to use a specific oil and how that is important for the cells. No one is teaching us this truth in order for us to take care of our own self.
Mm-hmm.
These things will be the reason why we will have anomalies in our body, different anomalies, diseases in our body that we can't explain, that the doctor can't even explain. This will
mm-hmm.
be the reason. Whenever our cells are compromised, we will be compromised. When they are congested, we'll be congested. We are our cells. And they can do everything to take care of us if we take care of them. So I don't see any more hand, Mrs. Rita. So I guess you did an excellent job. I'm sure you did. You did an excellent job today. We certainly appreciate you being here with us.
Okay.
On Optimal Health on AM360.
Okay, thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Saheed, and God bless. We will be here next week to share with you.
Thank
about
you so
the
very
oil.
Much. We'll make us alone. Thank you so very much for joining us today and spending time sharing with us. And thank you so very much. And you have a good
thank
evening.
Thank you. Good evening. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Brothers and sisters, we're going to take a short break, so please do not go anywhere at all. You with Abdul Shaheed, and this is Optimal Health on AM360. You may take a moment to call someone, ask them to join us. We have about another hour left, not quite an hour, left into our program, and we have some excellent information. We're going to continue to share all these things so we can become optimally healthy, so we can become the best possible person in this body of ours. We want to become the best possible person. So we encourage and bring out the best in each and every one of us. So we can bring out the best in each and every one of us. We must have our health if this is to be the case. bring out the best, to remake the world, to bring out the best in each and every one of us. So please do not go anywhere. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Thank you so very much.
Peace and blessings. I'm DeLacy Umar Phillips, producer and host of the Dynamic Islamic Faith Program, preparing to make it in the land of plenty, right here on AM 360 radio broadcast, the number one Islamic station in the nation, where your intellect is respected, your voice protected. Brought to you each Saturday, 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Preparing to make it in the land of plenty is how we focus on the principles of Al-Islam and how they prepare us to be successful in the dynamic, diverse life of the Western culture. Thank you. See you right here, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, every Saturday. Peace and blessings.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. CWSC, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, invites you to join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. for CARE on Air. That's the Council on American-Islamic Relations. Our American Muslim 360 host is Edward Ahmed Mitchell, attorney and deputy director. Edward Ahmed Mitchell is an attorney and former journalist who serves as the deputy director of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, the largest Muslim civil rights and advocacy organization in the United States. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, men, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. It's up to you. So what are you going to do? You're going to go grocery shopping, cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments. Don't you forget about the pharmacy. No, you won't. Because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. This is your time to show the world, your family, and yourself that you're tougher than tough. Now go out there and be the best caregiver this world has ever seen. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Sebastian Maniscalco, and my grandfather passed away from Alzheimer's disease in 2005. The Alzheimer's Foundation of America is a national nonprofit agency that's here to help. If you or someone you love has questions about the disease, need someone to talk to, pick up the phone. Call Alzheimer's Foundation of America. Don't be embarrassed. They're here to help you. Call 866-232-8484. Don't forget.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. You're with Abdul Shaheed, your certified Scientology health coach, and also your host of Optima Health. Brothers and sisters, we're going to continue. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to press one on your phone, and we'll entertain your question. If you have a comment to make, we'll open your mic and you'll be able to make your comment. In the meantime, we're going to continue to share some information that we hope that will be enlightened for us, that we can utilize to become optimally healthy. Brothers and sisters, we must understand who we are, and we already talked about that a little bit. We are energy-dependent biological organism. We depend on energy. We should produce more energy than we're using. Matter of fact, we must produce 12 times the energy that we're using. If we do not, we'll be on an energy deficit. And the moment we run out of energy, brothers and sisters, that will be our expiration date. There's no discussion. There's no argument about it. That's what will happen to us. If we can't produce enzyme, we won't have energy. If we don't have energy, we won't be able to produce enzyme. They're interconnected, they're interrelated. So we must also understand where we are on this planet. Here are some facts, brother and sister. Here are some facts. The transformation of force, some facts about transformation of force that people might have overlooked, that other therapeutics have not been sharing with us. Other therapeutics have not been sharing with us. Number one, we live in an ecosystem for a reason. This is planet Earth. This is our ecosystem. And we must do a better job of taking care of it. We all know this. It supplies the energy for mobility, for digestion, for sleeping, for swallowing. All our resources come from the ecosystem. And man is rapidly polluting all the ecosystem. Well, we have to get our food, all these things, to nourish ourselves, our water to drink. There's a connection. So what are we to do when all the pollution we've been exposed to? We said earlier our cell has the capacity to do everything to take care of us, brothers and sisters. We must help them to produce enzyme. They are super intelligent. Help them to produce enzyme. They can help us to deal with the toxic, the pollutants. They can disarm any toxin. And we can produce the enzyme to do it. Number two, the vegetation did not grow to satisfy man's needs. This is not why vegetation is on this planet, to satisfy man's need. That's what man thinks. All these things are here to satisfy man's need. No, that's not true. They grew to sustain the ecosystem. That's why they are here, to keep the balance, brother and sister. And when we abuse these things, then the balance is not kept. And Mother Nature has a way to put things back to balance, to put things back to normalcy. Oftentimes when that happens, a lot of people are going to get hurt. But the Almighty has created a system. That system is called the fitra. The balance must be kept. There's only so far we can mess up, brother and sister. So the vegetation, number one, did not grow to satisfy our needs. The vegetation that's appear on this planet grew to sustain the ecosystem, to take in carbon dioxide and release oxygen, and to create the weather and the climate. That is the main function of vegetation on this planet, even the one that we grow for food. That is the purpose of vegetation on this planet. These are facts that other therapeutics overlooked. Number three, if animals and humans want to eat fruits and vegetables for food, they must remember that plants have DNA just like human and animal. And that DNA means that these things are going to protect themselves. And the way plants protect themselves, brothers and sisters, they produce poison. They produce toxin. Believe it or not, this is what they do. If we don't understand this, this is the reason why we're sick. We're poisoning ourselves with the food that we're eating because that's what they do. Plants love health and longevity. They strive for health and longevity, and their DNA proves it. And they're good at it. They're much better at longevity than mankind. There's plants on this earth that can live thousands of years, one plant. So they've learned some things to survive and thrive on this toxic and predatory and adversary planet that we need to learn from them. They have mastered the redox system, oxygen reduction. It is called redox. Oxygen sustains life, and oxygen can destroy life. The same ingredients have both components, positive and negative. Isn't that amazing? That's how everything Mother Nature produces. It has two components at the same time, positive and negative. There's a pair for everything. And that's the pair, positive and negative. Number four, it is because biological existence have DNA that it has every right to defend its territory and protect its DNA from antagonists. These are what plants have learned. They have DNA. They're going to protect their biological existence, and they have every right to do it. And they're smart. They're not innocent like most people think. Oh, become a vegan, become a vegetarian. You think plants are not smart? They don't want to be eaten no more than the animal want to be eaten. Think about it. And they understand longevity. Every biological existence understands longevity, except man. He's the one that will commit suicide. He's the one that throw in the towel and say, I want out of here. But everything else is striving for longevity. Even the microbes, the viruses, they strive for longevity. They want to stick around as long as they can. They're not throwing in the towel. They don't care who they have to poison. But man, it's another thought. Brothers and sisters, if you have any questions, as we speak, just press one on your phone and we'll open your mic. Number five. These are facts that other therapeutics have left out, brothers and sisters. They didn't share with us. Every animal and human cell is vulnerable to UV rays that include humans. We're vulnerable. We're vulnerable to bacteria toxin, to viral toxin, protozoan toxin, mycotoxin from microbes that gets inside of us. They produce their own toxin. And we're vulnerable to all of these things. But if we help our cells to produce enzymes, none of these things will bother us. This is how we are created to live here, brothers and sisters, and we have to get smarter on how to produce enzymes to take care of every need that we have. It is the inability to produce enzymes is the reason why we're sick and compromised. When we don't know where we are, we don't understand planet Earth, we've been taking things for granted, so now that they have come that we can't afford to take things granted any longer. Plants and, human and animal, also vulnerable to lectins, lysine, protein. These things are in the food, in the plant food. They are in the vegetables. Step must be taken to protect human cells from all of these antagonists. These are the things that will make us sick. Compromise us, brothers and sisters. They're in the plants. Number six, which therapeutics have brought to the attention of the world the danger of the booger trap that lurks in the water people drink, in the fruits that people eat? None but symptometry. Name me one that's bringing these things to our attention. That's backing up the science and the information. None of these therapeutics is bringing out these things, making us aware of all of these things. These are the facts, brother and sister, that was excluded from current therapeutics. They want to just treat symptoms. Symptoms is not the problem. Symptom is a sign, it's the language that our body is speaking to us, that our cells are speaking to us to get through to us that we're making mistakes, and we need to correct these mistakes. And we need to help them in order for them to help us, the cells. We have focus on our cells, focus on removing blood impurity, focus on repairing our DNA, focus on cleaning the garbage out of our lymphatic system. It is because all these facts have been excluded from current therapeutics. The earth, once again, mankind, once again, have been plunged into utter darkness. We had the dark ages before. Now we've been plunged back into the dark ages, brothers and sisters. This is what is happening to us. The planet is getting sicker and sicker and sicker all over the planet. Not just only here in America, but all over the world. It's the same situation. People are getting sicker and sicker. They're not getting healthier. That means something's not working. Something is not working. We must have a better way. Are doing things now. So symptomatic science is blazing a new trail, a different trail, by teaching the total truth about the transformation of forces, about the ecosystem, about the vulnerability of ourselves, so that a better health care system enable health-conscious individuals to become optimally healthy in this lifetime, brothers and sisters, not after this life. During our lifetime, now, in the here and now, we can have optimal health now, starting today. You can experience optimal health today if we start to learn what we need to learn and do what we need to do and take care of ourselves. Save yourself first. This is what we have to do. In order to remake the world, we must save ourselves first and optimize our health, free ourselves of diseases, so our brain will have the best opportunity to be at its best, so we will have the best mind, making the best decision. This is how it works, brothers and sisters. Too many people with poor mental health. Too many people mentally illness, rampant all over the society, everywhere, all over the world. When we look at what's going on in the world, that's the conclusion we have to draw. People are mentally ill. The leaders are mentally ill, mentally challenged, based on the decision that they are making every day, because they have ignored their health. They have ignored the cells. They have ignored the blood impurities circulating in their blood. They have ignored the microbes and the worms, the parasites circulating in their blood. And no one had brought their attention to all of these things. Now, symptomatology is sounding the alarm and bringing our attention to what needs to be focused on in order to be empowered again. This is our effort, brothers and sisters. It was the transformation of force that's harnessed nutrients from the matrix to produce the enzyme called oxidate, which made the transformation of force to produce oxidate. What made it produce oxidate? The first enzyme to combine hydrogen with oxygen to produce water. Enzyme. The first thing that the enzyme, that the cell produce after getting nutrients and resources is an enzyme. That is the very first thing. Without enzyme, nothing else will happen. Our body will come to a grinding halt without enzyme. This is how we can tell our cells are super intelligent. They produce enzyme first. Then they produce the other essentials that's needed to restore the person back to normalcy. Without enzyme, the body will come to a grinding halt. It will shut down. Nothing will happen. No energy, nothing. Our cells have atomic intelligence. They can figure out everything. Of all of the creation, water had to be the first resource. And human life had to come from water, sunlight, and the matrix. This was why oxidate attached one atom of oxygen to two atoms of hydrogen to produce water. After producing water, brothers and sisters, the condensation force and the transformation of force team up to transfer elements into amino acids, vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals. And it was this mixture that produced the matrix for land creatures and for aquatic creatures. This is how it all started, brothers and sisters. Believe it or not. Condensation force turned into compression force. And compression force compressed all of the cell components into a tiny space measuring less than 32 microns. That is the size of our cells, brothers and sisters. It is jam-packed with all kinds of cellular organelles that can do everything to keep us going. It is the cell that made us in the womb of our mother from one cell, coming out with over 75 to 100 trillion of them, over 200 different cell types. They made us the first time, And you think they don't know how to repair our body when it needs repairing? They know things that no man knows. These are the facts, brother and sister. These are the facts. Then compression force compressed elements and minerals into a huge and vast solid mass. This falling solid mass split to become continents, planets, stars, and planet Earth containing the matrix and the ecosystem that supports human life. This is the scientific story of how everything started here, brother and sister. Of course, there's a biblical one, and I'm telling you the scientific one. Believe it or not, the first cell used oxidate, AP enzyme, CP enzyme, permease, isomerase, and that list goes on to produce life in light or in darkness because the condition was made favorable by the source creator himself, and life appeared. The earliest life form being cyanobacterium and other bacteria, and they produced the ecosystem. Believe it or not, brother and sister, the cyanobacteria harness gases to produce sulfur cycle, the hydrogen cycle, the oxygen cycle, the nitrogen cycle, etc. And these cycles exist mostly in the troposphere where we are, where gravitational force is extremely dense. And this is why our cells produce enzymes, because gravitational force tends to slow everything down. Enzyme tends to speed everything up. Everything circulating in our blood, brother and sister, must move at the speed of light to nourish our cells. The nutrients coming out of the cells that they produce, the essential coming out of the cells that they produce, must move at the speed of light to be carried where they're needed. This is how it works, brother and sister. When it doesn't work like that, your cell will send you a symptom to warn you that we're veering off the paradigm of normalcy. And the disease will occur if you don't correct the problem. If you don't remove the blood impurity. If you don't repair the DNA. If you don't remove garbage from the lymphatic system. If you don't eat scientifically, select your food scientifically, and cook it scientifically. If you don't learn how to live on this planet, this is what's going to happen to us. That's what has been happening. This is why we have symptometry. I'm explaining why symptometric science, to bring these things to our attention. That's why we have it today, to bring these things to our attention. And if we understand what's been said, brother and sister, and we will truly be equipped with what it takes to remake the world. Start with each and every one of us. Different spirits exerted some influence on planet Earth. These spirits are the troposphere that measures 13 kilometers from the landmass upward. Stratosphere that stretches from 13 to 50 kilometers upward. The mesosphere that stretches from 50 kilometers to 200 kilometers upward. And the thermosphere stretches from 200 kilometers to 600 kilometers upward. It consists of the isosphere and the exosphere and the magnet, so speed distance sphere, beneath the Earth's crust are the mesosphere, comprising the core and the magma. Part of it is the asthenosphere, that holds the titanic plates that causes earthquakes, brothers and sisters, that causes volcanoes and tsunami. This is how this earth is put together. It also is an indication of how we are put together. That's why we have to study it in symptometry. This is what we study in symptometry. To understand the earth, you can understand us better. The liquid core beneath the mantle, the solid core, it is estimated that formed the crust to the solid core below, is a distance of 6,371 kilometers. This is the inner mass of our Earth, brother and sister. Now, how does this discussion of these spheres relate to cellular health? They relate to cellular health because of oxidase is in the play that produce water by combining oxygen and hydrogen. That is the first lead enzyme on planet Earth. Believe it or not, all about enzymes. Oxidase is the enzyme that attaches hemoglobin to the red blood cells. And hemoglobin carry oxygen. The higher the attitude, the less efficient oxidase will become in attaching hemoglobin to the red blood cell. Higher you go up, more problem to breathe. That is why. And this was called altitude sickness and respiratory difficulty. The higher we go up, brothers and sisters. Also, respiratory difficulty will occur in the ocean depth. The lower we go down in the ocean, the same situation where the water pressure. How we go up, you have nitrogen rain. And the lower we go down in the ocean, nitrogen rain, not oxygen. And this would make oxidase less efficient in attaching hemoglobin to the red blood cell. This is why the person needs an oxygen tank when they go down in the deep. Isn't that amazing? Absolutely amazing. So oxidase is the lead enzyme for life on this planet. All of the other enzymes will follow. All of the other enzymes will follow. It is our ability, our cell's ability to produce enzymes, brothers and sisters, that will cause us to become optimally healthy if we just only understand. What does it take to produce an enzyme? That's information we learned at the American School of Symptometry. Two components for an enzyme. You have the protein portion called the amino acid, and then you have the cofactor, mostly of B vitamin. They are the cofactor, the coenzyme. They come together in an enzyme template, and our cells pull the resources together and produces thousands of enzymes in seconds. This is how it takes place, brother and sister. And when we cannot do that, our health will be denied. There are enzymes for everything. Enzymes for everything, brother and sister. As you can see, oxidase is the lead enzyme. If it is inactive, TPP will also be inactive. It is TPP that speeds up the production of acetylcholine and all of the other neurotransmitters so we can think as a human being. This shows you the connectivity of our own body, how it's interconnected, integrated, interdependent, interrelated, and it operates as one biological unit. Absolutely amazing. There's no improvement that we can make on this body that the Almighty created for us. He created it with precision. Now we have to learn how to operate to get the best use of it. That's what we have to do. Brothers and sisters, if you have a question or a comment to make, just press 1 on your phone. We open your mic, and you'll be able to ask your question or make your comment. You're with Abdul Shaheed, and this is Optimal Health on AM 360, your certified symptometry health coach. Sharing information of symptomatic signs with you that no other therapeutics will share with you. We see a hand raised, 111, your mic is open.
As-salamu alaykum.
Walaikum as-salam, Sister Amino, how you doing today?
Yes, I just wanted to let you know, I'm just coming back from visiting tried to visit two people in that hospital that we know, and I just want to point out the importance of us coming to psychometry. I had just let his wife know, who I know very well, we all know them, that after her husband's trauma is subsided and, you know, whatever they're going to do calms down, they should consider psychometry. I went to visit one sister who, because they're both in the same hospital near me, in our area.
Yes.
And one sister had, and I know you probably know who I'm referring to when I tell you about the first sister, had a massive stroke during Thanksgiving. They, she was on the way to visit her family, because she's from Oklahoma originally, but she's been here a long time, and we know her in the community well, and she had the massive stroke on the layover in the airport in Missouri. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, ma'am. We do.
Yeah, so that, you know, she's been in the hospital in Missouri, St. Louis, all this time. So they finally flew her back. Was it last week? Here, you know, back here, so she can come to Emory, you know, and finish with her rehabilitation. But I just came from visiting her, and then the other brother, a sister's husband, we know very well, longtime believers in the community. Her husband was in the same hospital. I was going to visit him too, but when I got to the, the desk counter in the hospital, and asked for, you know, who I'm coming to see. The woman said that there's several people by that name. Which one is it that you're going to see? Do you know his date of birth? I said, no, his wife would only know that. All I know is he brought him here. He was in a nursing home.
Exactly. Sister Amina, your phone is breaking up. Real
can
bad.
You hear now? Is it better?
Yeah, that sounded a little bit better.
Okay, and then, when I called the sister's number, I have her number in my phone, she has mine, to tell her, you know, I'm here at the hospital visiting, coming to visit your husband, you know, because the law always tells us, you know, worse than visiting the sick, of course, and so... I'm not able to because they need his date. They don't know which person it is by your husband's name. There's five other people with his name. So when I called sister and I text her, she said he was discharged last week. But we're waiting for the ambulance now. He's on the way back there. I was like, oh my goodness.
Wow.
They're about to bring him back to that same hospital. That's the reason why you couldn't. I was like, wow.
That's amazing.
Oh,
amazing. We keep making the same mistakes, Sister Amina. We keep making the same mistakes. There are better choices to be made today. There are better choices. We have to wake up and take care of ourselves.
I just wanted to mention that. We need for us to really, 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 do things differently. Look at what can help turn our disease situations around. I tell you,
Walaikum salam. Thank you so very much. If we don't do it, Sister Amina, if we don't do it, listener, if we don't do it, brother and sister, nobody's going to do it for us. The Almighty is watching us eat this kind of food, and he's not going to tell us what to eat and what not to eat. It's not going to happen, brother and sister. It's going to come through some man, some person who knows or who has studied. Yeah, the Almighty sees everything. He sees you eating this crazy food, too. He's not going to say anything. He's going to allow you to continue to make your choices. If you don't gain the knowledge to make better choices, this is what you have. You're going to keep getting what you'll keep getting. This is the process. If we don't learn new knowledge and new information to correct our situation, it's not going to be corrected. Then what are we going to do? Our body is created in such a way that our cells can reverse every condition and put things back to normalcy. We're going to continue to ignore them. Medical science, brothers and sisters, ignore the human cell. They don't believe they can do anything to help us. And that is not true. As long as we keep buying into that, we're going to keep getting what we're getting. And I'm sharing with us scientific information to prove that the Almighty created us to have a long life on this planet, free of disease. Free of disease. We can fortify our body against diseases, against microbes, against bacteria, against viruses, against toxic matter, against parasites and worms, mycotoxins, because our body produces enzymes. We have only a few more minutes left. We're going to continue to talk about enzymes. We just mentioned the lead enzyme, oxidase. We mentioned another type of enzyme called TPP, thiamine pyrophosphate. TPP is the enzyme transferer that converts electricity and cation to the resource that the nerves can use to transmit and receive signals. Neurons and hormones do also use TPP. Without TPP, this is an enzyme, brothers and sisters, the brain cannot function. You understand what I'm saying? Because there would not be any acetylcholine, no norepinephrine, serotonin, dopamine, substance P, encapsulin, endorphin. These are the neurotransmitter that we must produce in order to be human, to be on a paradigm of a human being. If you can't produce them, the animal will come out of us. This is no friction, brothers and sisters. This is real. Scientific, verifiable, indisputable. Without TPP, the brain cannot function. Also, without TPP in the auditory nerve, the person would be deaf or they would suffer tinnitus. Without TPP in the olfactory nerve, the person would lose their sense of smell. Without TPP in the eyes, the person would be blind. Without TPP in the fingers and the toes, the fingers and the toes would be numb. Any of this stuff sound familiar? Without TPP in the heart, the person will suffer from arrhythmia or heart failure. Without TPP in the kidneys, the person will suffer from renal failure. Without TPP in the lung, the person will die of respiratory failure. Without TPP in the bladder, the person will suffer from inconstancy. Without TPP in the legs, the person will not be able to stand, to walk, so forth and so on, brothers and sisters. And I just mentioned two enzymes. There's hundreds of enzymes to protect us on this toxic, predatory, and adversary planet. We just have to learn about them and how to produce them, to help the cell to produce them, and keep from denaturing them with what we're eating and drinking. This is what happened to us, brothers and sisters. And I'm sharing with us the scientific information as why people are sick and not feeling well and have diseases. It is because of energy and the inability to produce enzymes without denaturing them. But we still think that some other people are going to save us. It's not going to happen, brother and sister. And here's another principle in physics. Here's another principle in physics here's another principle in physics that we must be made aware of. Per quantum physics, emptiness does not exist, which means, brother and sister, if something that the body is supposed to produce is an essential, if we don't produce it, something negativity will take its place. There can be no emptiness. There can be no void inside of us. Something negative will take that place, and that negative is not going to be good for us. If we have no choice but to correct our mistakes, if we want to continue to live here, the disease will take us out. If we don't go to the source and produce enzyme to restore normalcy, emptiness does not exist. Anywhere TPP is absent, concretion will automatically take its place and will continue to block the production of enzyme. I can't make it any clearer. And this is how every other essential works inside the human body. Humans are made of nutrients and water, brothers and sisters. We are made of nutrients and water. 94% water, 6% nutrients. I didn't say herbs. I did not say pharmaceuticals. We are made from nutrients and water, and this is how the Almighty put us together. And why should we use something else to fix us when we are made from nutrients and water? And why so much water, 94%? Why so much water, brothers and sisters, we're made of? Why? There's a reason. But you're going to have to come back next week for me to tell you the reason why we're made with so much water. How is this is our protection? Why we're made with so much water? The answer we'll share on next week's episode of Optimal Health. So you must come back and bring someone with you so you can understand why we are made with so much water. Why? It might not be at all what you think. So, brothers and sisters, in our conclusion, then we're going to get ready to make our exit so we can make room for Imam Abdulaziz. This is what we're going to do. We're going to share our final thought. Humans are made of nutrients and water, and wherever nutrients and water are absent, concretion will automatically take their place because there can be no emptiness. Do herbalists, physicians, acupuncturists, chiropractors, etc., have what it takes to remove concretion from a person's nerve, from the person's bone, from the person's muscle, from the person's red bone marrow, etc., brothers and sisters? They do not. No, they do not have what it needs to remove these concretion. And this is why we're sick. Can they help the person cell to produce oxidate, TPP, and over 200 ancillary enzymes? Not only the digestive enzyme, can they help us to produce the ancillary enzyme to help us repair what needs to be repaired and fix what needs to be fixed? No, they do not have what it takes, brother and sister. They do not have the information. And they do not have the knowledge, and they do not have these products that the cell can produce or how to help the cell to produce them. They have pharmaceuticals, drugs, and herbs, and none of them work. Not even food will work. You must produce enzyme. Can they help the cell to produce the enzyme, oxidate, TPP, and over 200 ancillary enzymes? No, they cannot. This explains why they cannot restore a person's health. Now, if you don't believe this, that's the choice you have to make. Those are the choices you have to make. And when you choose wrong, there's a consequence for every choice that we make. Consequences for every choice, and we all have to make them. No disease, brother and sister, is a mystery after studying systematic science. No disease is a mystery. Every disease a human being has can be explained. Every disease. There's no mystery diseases. So, brothers and sisters, I hope you have learned something from our explanation and explanation today that can help you to achieve optimal health, to be free of diseases, come to symptomology, to get the bond breaker, to break bonds on the poison, the toxins, and the garbage and the concretion. This is what must happen first. So our blood will move with speed, with less impurities in it, and clean up the garbage in our lymphatic system and those concretion that's jamming the cell, preventing their ability to do their job, which is to keep us healthy. Brothers and sisters, if you have a need to contact us, please feel free to call us at 678-572-7269. You may also send us an email at ashehi2@gmail.com. That if you have a need for a certified symptomatology health coach to work with you, to put things back to normalcy, to help produce enzymes, hundreds of them in milliseconds. That's what we have to do, brothers and sisters. Please visit the website of the American School of Symptometry, which is amsos.org. Brothers and sisters, tomorrow we'll be speaking on IWDM Blog Talk Radio on the signs of the health and you. And we're talking about health in the first half of the program. And we're talking about financial health in the second part of the program. That's on IWDM, Blog Talk Radio. You can dial into the program at 714-816-4673. And that time is 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Also, on Saturday and Sunday morning, brothers and sisters, we have a program to call Morning Tylene. We share information on optimal health, and we also share information of Al-Islam. Please join us from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time by dialing into 267-876-3648. And the passcode is 289-2322#. Brothers and sisters, it has been indeed a pleasure to share with us today on optimal health, teaching us about the different rules to health, the laws of physics. All of these things we must know, brothers and sisters. We have this human body, and we must learn how it operates, how to take care of it, how to nourish it, how to remove the garbage, how to help them to help us, how to remove the debris and the information from our cells, from our organs, from our tissue, and understand why these things are there. Understand where we are on this planet and who we are as biological existence. So, brother and sister, until next time on AM 360, next Monday, same time, same station, please bring someone with you. We'd like to greet everyone with the greeting of peace like we came. Well, assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Thank you.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you, the one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the wall came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
He met with Pope John Paul II at the Vatican in 1996 and participated in the National Prayer Service celebrating the second inauguration of U.S. President Bill Clinton. He was the first Muslim to deliver an invocation on the floor of the U.S. Senate and delivered the first address by a Muslim on the floor of the Georgia State Legislature. Imam Muhammad now directs the mosque's cares. Commentators have said of him, the message of Islam delivered by him for more than 30 years to persons of every race, sex, and class has been a quiet yet resolute factor for increased tolerance, understanding, and cooperation between Americans of different ethnic and religious backgrounds, the author of several books, the host of a television program and a nationally syndicated radio program. He is a member of the prestigious World Council of Mosques, the Peace Council, and has served as the international president of the World Conference of Religion and Peace. And as a young man born and raised in this community, I remember in 1977, Imam Muhammad gave a speech called The Need for Leadership, and he said, what America needs is moral leadership, and I am about to make my contribution. I'm going to tell you one thing recently that happened that was very impactful, just to share with you the importance of the clear expression of Islam and human nature that Imam Muhammad has given us. Recently in Houston, there was a very famous or very popular artist who's actually a rap music artist. He goes by the name of Scarface, but he told me he wants to change his name because he was studying Islam, and I gave him a CD of Imam W.D. Muhammad on Thursday this week. He came to Juma yesterday. He said, I love this man. Thank you very much for this CD. And he's ready to take Shahada and become a Muslim. So thank you, Imam W.D. Muhammad, for 30 years of leadership, dedicated leadership that has led us all to be more intelligent and contributed human beings. And at this time, Imam W.D. Muhammad, our leader and teacher. Takbir! Takbir!
Allahu Akbar.
Takbir!
Allahu Akbar. Thank you. Thank you. Praise be to Allah. Thank you. We witness that God is one, the Lord, sustainer, keeper of the universe, cares about all of his creation, and especially the models of human life for us, the prophets, upon them be peace. And as it is our tradition, we witness that God is one, and we witness that Muhammad is the last prophet, his servant and his messenger. Upon him be the prayers and the peace and what follows of that traditional salute to the last prophet. I'm very happy to be here again for this last day program. And I'm happy, very happy and pleased with the success that we are enjoying because of the hard work of our committees, the big committee, the general committee, and also the executive committee, and Brother Rafa, who has chaired that committee and have done a marvelous job. We appreciate all of you. Thank you very much. I have in my hand a letter to me from our guest speaker who would have also spoke last night at our banquet, the beautiful banquet we had last night. Yes, beautiful banquet. Beautiful entertainment. That jazz group. When I was a teenager, the popular dance was bebop. The popular music was jazz. Jazz. Teenagers, they knew the jazz artists. And jazz somehow helped us keep our intelligence. This, what they're listening to now, is against intelligence. It's not helping us at all, the popular music of this time, of today. The music got worse and worse for the mind as time progressed. This letter that I received from our second invited guest speaker for the banquet last night, I want to share it with you. My dear Imam, this is from Dr. and also Father Harding. He is the president of the university in Annapolis, that was founded by him. And that's Martin University. This letter reads, in the name of Allah. I'm reading it just as he wrote it, in the name of Allah. And if I wrote him, I would say, in the name of God. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. It is with sincerest and deepest regret that I shall not be able to be with you on September 2nd, 2006, for it is a great honor to have been asked to be a guest speaker at the convention. My work as president of Modern University and my stepping aside next year has been overwhelming. This has been a test of my life, but I am a spirit warrior, and I know that with the grace of Allah, I will survive. I am so honored to be your friend and to call myself a Christian, Imam. I hope this is not presumptuous, but that is what I am. I have very great reverence for my brothers and sisters of Islam, especially Imam Michael Sahir, or Mikhail Sahir in Arabic, Muhammad Siddiq Siddiq, and David Shaheed. He's Judge David Shaheed. We know him very well. David Shaheed and their families. I hope you will forgive my lack of presence with you on September the 2nd, 2006, but I know I will be with you in spirit. In the name of the most gracious and beneficent one, I am your friend, Reverend Father Boniface Harden. I want to share that with you. I also received, just a few days ago, this letter from Muslim World League Secretary General Office, Mecca al-Mukarramah, that is Honorable Noble Mecca al-Mukarramah, the city of Mecca, holy city of Mecca for Muslims, Department of Cultural Affairs. Honorable Excellency Waris Uddin Muhammad, Member, World Supreme Council of Mosques, USA. Dear brother in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and that means in the mercy of God. The Secretariat General of the Muslim World League, based in Mecca al-Mukarramah, has the pleasure of presenting its best compliments to you and would like to inform you that the First World Forum of Muslim Scholars and Intellectuals on the Unity of Muslim Ummah is the international community of Muslims, organized in Mecca al-Mukarramah between 1st and the 7th of Rabi al-Awwal, that's the Islamic name of the month, 1427 Hijrah, that's also the calendar, the Islamic calendar, corresponding to 30th of March through 4th of April 2006, has issued the following four documents. And he goes on to give us the documents. Since I mentioned went that far, I will read these items. Final communique of the First World Forum for Muslim Scholars and Intellectuals. Item 2, Islamic Covenant for Common Action. Item 3, Final communique of the General Assembly of the High Coordination Committee of Islamic Organizations, and 4, final communique of media meeting on impact of Islamic media in achieving Muslim unity. We are in closing here with 4 copies of the said documents, hoping that you will make your level best to implement possible aspects of them with the concerned bodies. We supplicate Almighty God to grant all to whatever serves Islam and Muslims. And then he signs. Then this signs off, Secretary General of the Muslim World League, and that's Abdullah El-Turki, Abdul Muhsin ibn son of, Abdullah, son of Abdul Muhsin El-Turki. I think most of you know that I have been a member of the Supreme Council of Masjid is the plural for mosque, for a good number of years. And though I was unable to attend this meeting, I was invited as a scholar. They invited me as a scholar. I don't claim to anything. I don't claim to be a scholar. But they invited me as a scholar to attend this meeting, and I really wanted to be there, but God didn't open the way for me to be there. God didn't open a way for me to be there. I had problems and I couldn't go there, difficulties for travel and some other difficulties too at home, so I couldn't be present. I really wanted to be present because they invited me as well to present a paper on Muslim unity, and that's my cup of tea, you know. Would have been very easy for me to present a very excellent paper to them on Muslim unity that I think would have benefited them a lot. But don't think they don't get some of what I'm saying in the United States on Muslim unity. I don't send it to them, but they have their way of getting it. They know me very well, and they keep up with me. So much for that. Allahu Akbar. Yes, we are struggling and working, and our spirit is getting stronger and stronger, and our results is getting more beautiful and bigger. And we have our friends, the folklore members of the folklore movement here, and I want to tell you what I know. They pray for the success. For the success of our good works. And I know that their prayers have really helped. We thank God for your prayer. And not just in a spiritual way. See this nice looking suit here? Italian made in Italian factories, and the good price we are getting. I know something happened in heaven because of your prayers. Thank you so much. But we have a lot going for ourselves too, and we'll never give up. Never give up. We have a purpose. We have a goal. We have a mighty cause, and we will never give up. So I saw a little word that caught my eye in our newspaper, and the expression was convention nears. Convention nears. Not the first time I heard that kind of language or saw it, you know. Convention nears. And it was publishing this weekend program, and the language convention nears. So I said, convention is? When I was a boy, I loved the Three Musketeers. So who are these convention is? So I got a little bump and said, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Press hard upon Sam. His spirit will surge. Convention is and musketeers. Putting our life on the line for the poor robbed of their minds.
Thank you, my brother.
We leaders who lead in the name of God. When you lead in the name of God, you have done something very, very serious. Very serious. You're accountable to God. And if you're not sincere, you're going to pay a big price one day for being a fake, a phony. And we got too many phonies among the religious leaders. Yes, Muslims do. I don't know who you're thinking about, but Muslims too. Too many phonies. Our guest speaker at the banquet last night, oh, she was so good for everybody. Dr. Oliver, I know you wanted to come back next year or sometime. I know you do. Yes. A wonderful, down-to-earth, very intelligent, wise woman. Yes, and a model Christian. A model Christian. I studied the Bible. I know what Christians should have as authority in their life. And I know what should be influencing their lifestyles and their behavior at home and abroad. I know that because I read the Bible too. I think I'm more aware of the Bible than the majority of the Christians. I'm aware of what's in the Bible more than the majority of the Christians, because the majority of the Christians, especially in the West, in the United States of America, they're just like the majority of the Muslims. They say they're Muslims, but they don't know their Quran. They don't know their holy book. And the same for the Christians. They don't know their Bible. And that's why we see the bad behavior we see in the neighborhoods. That's the main reason for it. Life is developmental. And developmental means it progresses by stages. There's progress for first stage, progress for second stage. It progresses by stages. And when it's not progressing means if you have more life, your moral life should get better. Your moral senses should get stronger. Your intelligence should grow. That's progressing. That's how God made us. He made all life developmental. So you should grow. The simplest life you can think of, it becomes bigger. It grows by stages. It becomes more complex as it lives. And our religions tell us that a parable of our own life is a parable of plant life that we can see. You plant a seed, the seed is a dead thing, not living. But you plant it in the right circumstances or environment, it becomes a living thing, and it opens up and shows what was locked up in itself. Locked up in that small, dead thing was a beautiful life. And it's freed from that cell, that prison cell, the dead seed. It's freed, and it comes up a beautiful life. Our food from grain, dead, look, appearing to be dead. Corn, tomatoes, wheat, whatever it is. And all the life that God has made serves a purpose. Serves a purpose. The grass, we take it for granted. But the grass does not only give us beautiful sight for the front yard and the backyard or wherever you put it, the golf course. The grass, if you let it grow, it makes a cushion for the small living things that have to survive on the earth. Ants and many other small creatures crawling about and crawling in and out of the soil. The grass give a cushion. So when the cow steps on it, or you step on it, they have a cushion to protect them from being squashed or killed. Grass, wheatgrass especially, it reveals its origin. Its origin is a small seed that appears to be dead. So it grows up, and the last thing it gives you is a seed at the top. It shows you its beginning. And it holds its original beginning up high, huh? Up high. if man be like this, the prophets are like this, the prophets of the scriptures. They had this kind of thinking, and they identified with developmental growth to into better form, bigger form, and more enriched form. And then they saw that God wanted them to give back as these plants give back. They give back, and they give more than what they originally had. They had one seed, they give back many seeds. And some bear fruit so beautiful, flowers so beautiful, and others bear that is food for us on our table. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, through and all until Sunday, and over again, they give us food. So we should also be developmental in our life, and our progress should move from stage to stage, and we should not be so selfish that we don't share our life and give something of our life to those that are in our environment, and especially to the small and the weak who will be crushed by the foot of the cow or a man. I have to speak also to our people here, the African Americans, because that's what we are. We are black from the mother continent, Africa. We're African Americans. African Americans are going away from a painful, growing away from a painful memory of slavery, segregation, and KKK fashion terrorism. However, without the moral courage to support justice, when justice is also against us, African Americans, the spirit is easily fueled by fire, gin spirit. If we don't have our minds right, we will be burned up in these fires, remembering the bad times. Scars not healed can flare up when pressure is put on us a bit. Recently, our friend Andy, U.S. Representative to the United Nations, former mayor of Atlanta, Georgia, he made news. And I'm sure he didn't want to make that news. Our typical religious leaders, our popular politicians, too many African Americans do not support justice when justice is against us, African Americans against blacks. Our friend Andy was coming from a painful memory. About 100 years passed in Charleston, South Carolina, Chicago, Illinois, African Americans in other parts as well of these United States had growing business life. About 50 years past, a tough luck remnant of diehard survivors were bulldozed and buried more than 6 feet under by a system of expressways. We had dry cleaners, drugstores, groceries in Chicago. Dry cleaners, drugstores, groceries, and meat markets, barber shops, beauty salons, tailor shops, shoe repair shops, restaurants, and auto mechanics, livery cabs, and jitneys, going from 31st, and it was called South Park, now King Drive, to 63rd, going through most of the densely populated section of Chicago on the south side for our people. We had our own cab service. We could go to South Park, take that cab, and go to South Center department store that one of our members of the community, African American Christian, bought from the whites. Mr. Fuller, you from Chicago, you might remember this. You might remember what I'm saying of Chicago. Mr. Fuller, he opened a department store. It was great pride for us. It lifted our soul and our spirit to get in a cab, on a cab line, on a street where only our men were driving cabs, nobody else. And we could go to from 61st, where I live, or wherever you live, lived on the south side, you could get to South Parkway, and you could get in a jitney cab owned by, and operated, or owned by, at least an African-American owned it. Whether the driver owned it or not, I don't know that whether the driver owned every, no, I don't think so. But the cab line was owned by African-American. And you could get in that cab and go to where you wanted to go in the densely populated section of the South Side. And from South Park, you would then catch a streetcar. They had streetcars back then, and later buses, a streetcar bus, and go east and west. But you could go north and south using the African-American jitney cab line. These businesses, as Andy spoke, these are my men. I met him, personal friend. I spent some time with him on more than one occasion. As Andy spoke, were mostly mom and pop stores. That's what we call them, mom and pop stores. Not these big, massive, giant superstores that we have now, Walmart and others. They were small, much smaller. Koreans, Asians, Arabs, old comers and newcomers, they look at the property and the neighborhood that we ignore. They look at our dead business streets, and they come in with their fugal ways and give life to a dead community, business life to a community that's dead business-wise. Think on how much respect the quitters can expect. Quitters. We are quitters. What are we blaming it on? We are quitters. That's what we are. And when the newcomers come, that's what they see us as. Quitters. So how much respect you think we're going to get from them looking at us and knowing we're quitters? We have to change our spirit to have a change in our life for the better. Our spirit now is not to accept criticism. If one of our own kind criticizes us to help us, to get us to wake up and see our shortcomings so we can help ourselves better, we immediately become enraged and treat him as though he's racist. Or you're not a black brother. We have to change that. This public address is intended to give us a clear picture of ourselves that we need to look at, our collective behavior, and our inherent life that all of us have at birth when we come from our mothers. We come with the same human essence, the same human worth that every other people come into this world with. Most of the people of the book, that's an expression from our holy book, referring to mainly Christians and Jews. Most of the people of the book, our Quran say, have not knowledge. And if you don't have knowledge, what can you expect from people if they don't have knowledge? The ignorant in the days before civilization, savages who did not have the intelligence to better their condition until God saved them from their condition. Savages. If you right now would be told of a savage area existing on this planet today, and you'd be told, go there and help those people, you wouldn't be too quick to go and help them. You would fear for your life. You'd fear for your life. Now, I want to tell you that the KKK, they were savages. And if any of them are still living with that mind, they are savages. They don't have knowledge. They call themselves Christians, but they do not have knowledge of their book. If they did, it would change their way of thinking and behaving. They hold on to Scripture without knowledge. They have Scripture by faith only. The world's best known sacred scriptures are more about human society's beginning, mystical beginning, and also about predictions about how life will end. Life meaning community life. How the community life begins from the natural human life that the Creator gave us. It begins from that life. It grows from that life and upon that life. And how it will be concluded, how it will end. Conforming to man's God-given life for community and the behavior that man should have. That is what keeps life for the human family or for humanity. Favoring lifestyles that robs the community of life, robs the community of vital human character, and brings about the death of our communities, moral death, spiritual death, cultural death, material death. It's something that has taken us from progressing, from following developmental life to regressing and losing our progress. That our great leaders, our heroes, even during the time of slavery and after, from Frederick Douglass and even before Frederick Douglass, Nat Turner, John Brown, a white man, they thought he was crazy because he made great sacrifices to tell the world, especially America, that slavery is wicked and it has to be stopped. He was killed, and from Frederick Douglass to Dr. King, we've had all these wonderful leaders, and all of them wanted us to be God-fearing, and all of them wanted us to be of good moral character. So losing your good life, losing your good moral life, is a big crime, especially when you look at the price that was paid to keep moral life in us. It's a big crime. It's a crime against the nature God created for you, but it's also a crime against all those wonderful heroes we had that were trying to lead us, who were deprived of community life by slavery, was trying to lead us to a noble, honorable, rich community life. Myths are in the way of progress. You don't know how much your life is governed by myth, by myth. Looking into myth and the nature of myth tells us a lot about the freedom that we have and the freedom that our great leaders hold precious now, still hold precious. Tells us a lot about that freedom, the freedom we enjoy in America. Once you've given freedom to be responsible for it on your own, the freedom that manifests under your control may be poison, very detrimental to the freedom that was intended for you. The noble men who formed the ideas for this democracy, they didn't see freedom as the freedom to do anything you please, to even become nasty and indecent, or become criminal. That's not the freedom they worked for. That's not the freedom that they left to us. Freedom to them was the freedom of the thinkers, the freedom of the free thinkers. And their interest was freedom of the mind, freedom for the intelligence, freedom for the best that is in the soul of man. They wanted to be like a plant, to let come out of the dead body, the dead mind, the most precious things deposited in there by God, the Creator. They wanted to see that free. They didn't want the freedom that we have now. This freedom is destroying us, destroying our families, and destroying our community. A prophet, a great prophet, was asked by the strong oppressor who was ruling the land that he was in, said, "Well, if you leave from me, or if I banish you from the land, what would you have? How would you survive?" And the prophet answered him. The prophet said, "The one who created me will guide me. The one who created me will guide me." The great thinkers, they studied human creation, and they got great guidance, insight into human creation, and they got great guidance from how human beings are constituted. And they used that guidance, they used that knowledge to improve upon the life and advance the life, progress the life, according to the will of God, or in accordance with the plan of God for human life. That's how people have come into great life, great comforts, great benefits. We have to return to the Scripture, and we have to follow the best of our religious leaders, the best of our religious leaders. The politicians of Chicago, they say you reward your friends and punish your enemies. We should reward our good leaders and punish our bad leaders. You punish them by not serving them. You punish them by not following them. It is believed that after man discovered language he began to progress greatly. We shouldn't take language for granted. You shouldn't just speak any kind of way. You were created with a brain, the highest, the richest, most resourceful brain in creation. No animal, no insect, bird, whatever, have been given a brain like yours. The brain, the prophet said, prayers and peace be on him, Muhammad. He said God did not give creation anything more useful than the human brain. So when you love ignorance, you work against your precious brain. So you think of yourself maybe as uneducated. You think of yourself as poor. We all were born uneducated. And we all were born poor. But our human tools and our original human spirit made us turn to the best that we could find outside of ourselves and inside of ourselves. And we worked ourselves out of ignorance, and we worked ourselves out of poverty. Now this, you know, we don't believe in Darwin's theory. I studied his theory, and I know he was a thief. He stole information, or he was given it by others, and he didn't give God credit for it, and then he put it in his language that hides God, that hides God, the Creator. He put it in his language so that we would worship him. But we didn't evolve from apes. We evolved from original, precious human life. And we become apes when we leave God. We can't forget the freedom road of our pioneers. There are many of them who paid a great price. The nature that God gave man won't accept abuse, mistreatment, injustice. We naturally rise up against such. Nat Turner, he knew he would die. John Brown, he knew he would die. Frederick Douglass had a better opportunity. The abolitionists were working at the same time. Whites, and we have had whites all along since then, joining us and supporting us and risking their life to help us get attention and justice in this country. Many of us perhaps don't know Elijah Lovejoy, David Walker, but we know Sojourner Truth and the many others, and Dr. Martin Luther King, the last of our great freedom fighters. We know them. But do you know Elijah Muhammad was also a freedom fighter? We have so many little problems that become very big problems. We call ourselves a colored people. It was hard to get us to change from saying colored people and to say black. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he kept driving the point home, and it caught on. and Christians and all start calling ourselves black. Yes, proud that we are black. James Brown, the most dynamic performer I have ever seen. I met him after watching the show. Somebody said, do you want to meet him? I said, yes, I'd like to meet him. So they took me backstage and I met him. So as soon as I met him, I just wanted to say, thank you, James Brown. Thank you, Mr. James Brown. So I said, look, I just want to say we really appreciate you for making us proud to be black. Because his song, you know, Black and Proud, Black and Proud. Here's what he said to me. He looked at me like he was surprised to hear me speak that way. He said, it was your father who inspired that in me. Yes, Elijah Muhammad. Now you who have been in the name of Muslims and Islam for 40 and 50 and 60 years, you also have to thank Allah, thank God, for the teacher of my father, Mr. Farad. Because he gave us a strategy that would eventually make us give up the dead part of the life he gave us. See, when a seed is put in the ground, when life comes into it, the life comes out of the inside. And the dead part on the outside is left to go the way of death, eaten up by the earth. Or it falls down to the earth. Now some lift them up like grass, like wheatgrass, and the dead part will fall down to the earth eventually. And only the part that should live stays, S-T-A-Y-S, stays. Now, you know, if you read scripture, and I do have some scripture readers here, many. I'm looking at you. I know you. If you read scripture, then you should also understand that it's prophesied that the temple would not stand forever. The temple was built to fall. It was built to fall. But it was built to hold a message, the light, until the life could come up. And then the temple itself, as a material thing, falls to the ground. It must fall. Destroy this temple, and I will build it up in 3 days. Huh? That's prophecy, that's scripture. It's scripture of something that was said back then, but it's also a prophecy. Don't you know Mr. Farad understood that? He did. He understood that. And he built his temple not to stand forever, but to be destroyed. Oh, Wallace, that guy destroyed everything we had. No, I did not. I destroyed only what Mr. Farad wanted to die in time, to serve you for a while, hold you for a while, inspire you for a while, feed your life until you see that a lot of dead stuff is in this, and throw the dead stuff away. Praise be to Allah. You know, I was watching Channel 7, ABC, and came a commercial, Loyola University commercial, Catholic University, I'm sure most of you know, and they had the words, also treatment of the spirit. Now, they offer so many courses that you have to take if you want to finish college. But they say they also offer course for the treatment of the spirit. They ain't big enough to take all these Negroes, all these African-Americans, all these niggers. Oh, he used the wrong word. What's wrong with nigger? It means the same thing that Negro means. The dumb Southern white supremacists, he learned that a lot of us, we came from Africa, so he found a place that was rich in culture at one time in history, called N-I-G-E-R. But it's not pronounced nigger, it's pronounced Niger. Niger, not nigger. So he started calling us, incorrectly pronouncing it, niggers. Nigger is a better word than Negro, because Negro is just black. It does not take you back to a civilization and a culture. But Niger does. So you see, we have to wake up and straighten out our minds. Now we don't want to be called Negroes. And I heard some Spanish people, they were standing on the side, and they saw a lot of us coming. I knew a little Spanish. And they said, Los Negros. Those Negroes. That's what they said. They said, Los Negros. And they were saying, those blacks. That's what they were saying. So Negro in Spanish just means black. That's what it means, black. Now I know the way you use a word gives it a meaning also. So the way the dumb white supremacist, and I keep calling them dumb, because that's the only way I can excuse him. He had to be dumb. He had to be uneducated. He had to be uncivilized. Okay, so being so dumb, he called you nigger, and the way he came, the spirit he came from, made you hate that word. So I understand how the word got the meaning that you hate. I understand that. But we need to rethink and research, because we're not doing much with our community life. And I believe this ignorance has to be seen firstly for us to come into a new mind and take charge. We have to qualify for freedom. To qualify for freedom and economic empowerment, the faithful must defeat this spirit to be nasty that is in us at home and in the streets. If it was just in the streets, it wouldn't be so bad. But that nasty spirit we have is in the home too. Regressive mind. Shameful lifestyle, show-off spirit to show off, silly monkey nature, spirit to just have simple, foolish fun. We are being destroyed, people. We have been influenced into having tunnel vision. But we are not a community of cyclops. The cyclops have tunnel vision. The cyclops couldn't do much with their life. In myth, they have one eye right in the center of the forehead. One eye, not two, one eye. God revealed religion so we would take pride and cherish and value our creation, the human creation. And in our holy book says, see how he's given you two eyes, not one, two eyes. To see outside and inside. To see outside and inside. To see and question. To see and examine what you see. To see and investigate what you see. To see and dig into what you see. And that's how we become educated. And if we want to follow the professor or the teacher, we have to be guided into that understanding that you cannot learn by just looking on first sight, but you have to have a second sight to look into, not just on. Modern man's ignorance nukes his world, nukes his world. We still see the clothing. You're growing in dress. Clothing getting more popular, getting richer, more attractive. The buildings getting more attractive, more accommodating. The material just growing and growing. But what's inside? Nothing. Nothing. And that's what the nuke bomb does. The nuke bomb takes away the life of people, but leaves the money standing. So the victor won't come to rubbish. The victor will get rid of you, but take over your material establishment. Well, just like the nuke will do that for towns with houses and everything and banks and big buildings and leave them all standing unharmed, the breath you're breathing from the poison cultural air is nuking you. Your physical body is still there, but the person we used to know is dead, gone, vanished, disappeared. I love these words of Maya Angelou. I saw them on a video of the movie Madea's Family Reunion. Madea's Family Reunion. I saw the movie and got these words. She says, the sun has come. The myth has gone. We see in the distance our long way home. Beautiful, so rich. When you connect what she's saying with us, African-American community, the African-American community. She said, the sun has come. God opened her mind. God gave her knowledge and insight. The myth has gone. The false pictures that once was reality in our mind.